Not all lies are created equal. There are little white lies and big old whoppers. Heck, even the Catholic Church differentiates between a lie of omission and one of commission. And then there's the question of who's doing the telling.
Everybody in life lies, don't we? We all lie in life. So he's Tom Brady. Why can't he lie? You know what I mean?
Now, we may never know the whole truth about Deflategate, but Brady is held to a different standard because he is Tom Brady, sixth-round draft pick turned NFL superstar, four-time Super Bowl champion, two-time NFL MVP, the golden boy with a golden arm.
I'm just sitting back here stunned by it. It's really astonishing.
Steve Fryer has been representing and managing professional athletes for 35 years. Now, he's not stunned by the infraction in question, deflating footballs, which he says by any measure is really pretty minor.
But because of the players involved, Belichick, Kraft, Brady, it's assumed this monstrous dynamic. It's amazing. Absolutely amazing.
Outside of Dunkin' Donuts in Somerville, Pats fan Herman Manigo backs up Fryer's assertion with a theory of his own.
A lot of people live in I want to be world, and a lot of people want to be Tom Brady. And when he crumbles, you know, the world gets scared. You know, Tom Brady could not have done this. He could not have done this, you know what I mean?
He's a true sportsman. He's got tickets.
Have you seen Tom Brady? You wouldn't envy him?
At a barber shop in Central Square, Joe from Weymouth is getting a high and tight from his barber, Pete. Both are unabashed members of Patriots Nation.
Have you seen his wife? Have you seen the Super Bowl rings? It's real easy to envy that guy.
So then why do you love him?
It's Tom Brady. New Englander. Love my team.
Pete, clippers in hand, takes it one step further.
How about this? If he did do it, I like him better that he was that good that he decided, let me find an advantage, like Belichick does. That's why everybody else loses, because they don't try hard enough.
So maybe Brady lied to investigators, or at least hid the whole truth. So what? Brady is their guy.
I work with a guy from Pittsburgh. Has nothing but bad stuff to say about Brady. I got plenty of stuff I could say about Roethlisberger, but I'd rather not in the interview.
Joe's referring to Steelers quarterback Ben Roethlisberger, who was twice accused of sexual assault in 2008 and 2010. And wouldn't you know it, the guy in the chair next to Joe is Len, a Steelers fan. He couldn't help but chime in to defend his guy.
Roethlisberger, non-football related, accused twice, never charged, and got a 6-game suspension.
You hear those qualifiers? Non-football related, never charged. Yet when it comes to Deflategate and a report that leaves at least as much wiggle room for Brady and the Patriots, Len says the league got it right.
You know, just sort of shut up and take your lumps. That's the other thing that I don't like about the Patriots. They're arrogant. And I think that's what people around the country feel, that they're arrogant.
When you're the best, you become arrogant.
Steelers have 6 Super Bowls, and you don't find me going around, you know.
It's this kind of debate, one playing out online and in sports bars and barbershops across the country, the Fryer says shows Brady's legacy is safe. Despite all of the chatter, Deflategate really doesn't seem to have changed anyone's opinion.
People who don't like Brady and the people who don't like the Patriots are going to continue to bring it up. He was a cheater and played outside of the rules, yada, 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 yada. But I think 3 or 4 years down the road, people will look back and say, what was the big deal?
Of course, that all depends on how you view the man and the team at the center of the controversy. And after all, isn't that what sports is all about? Not whether one team is better than another, but whether your team is better than theirs. Edgar B. Herwick III, WGBH, Boston's local NPR.
And after